This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the first new album in 7 years from the British group Wire. Ken says the band and their music have mellowed.
In 1977, an English band called Wire released an album called Pink Flag. Arriving in the midst of the English punk rock era, Pink Flag was a shock. There were 21 songs, most of them less than a minute long. The music was harsh, with simple, slashing guitar chords and muffled vocals. And the effect was puzzling and unsettling. While most punk rock at the time was railing against something, from complacent government to complacent music business, Wire's purposes were harder to place. Looking at the lyric sheet, the words were little more than surrealistic images strung together. But when combined with the music, they gave off a sense of emotional urgency. Wire has a new album out, but first, I want to play a cut from that 1977 album, Pink Flag. This tiny composition is called It's So Obvious. Are you still there? That's it. Only 53 seconds. Wasn't bad at all, was it? After Pink Flag, Wire made 3 more albums and then stopped for 7 years. While the individual members of this quartet made solo albums and played with other bands, they never approached the intensity of their Wire albums. Now Wire has a new record out called The Ideal Copy. I don't think it's as exciting as Pink Flag. Listening to that one 10 years later, I'm still impressed at how well it holds up. The new Wire album places the same emphasis on rhythm and grinding guitar figures, but the melodies are more obvious, as if the fellows felt they had to spell everything out to young listeners who've come along since 1980. They still favor incomprehensible lyrics, but there's a dreary croon to Colin Newman's voice these days that wipes away much of the music's bracing tension. Despite these reservations, I think Wire still makes interesting music that doesn't sound much like any other rock and roll. The band's songs are also longer these days. Here's an excerpt from a new Wire song called The Point of Collapse.
Thank you.
That was the English band Wire from its first album in 7 years called The Ideal Copy. There's a fine line there, I think, between moody music and mood music, one that Wire crosses regularly, but even when the band flirts with boredom, it's a provocative boredom. Perhaps 7 years from now, they'll make another album that explodes on the music scene the way Pink Flag did. Wire seems to be in this for the long haul.
Our rock critic Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed The Ideal Copy, the new album by Wire.